Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Accomplished Guest, Stories, by Anne Beattie. Read by Jacques Roy and Gebra Zachman.
For Harry and Marie Matthews. 39. The soul should always stand ajar, that if the heaven inquire, he will not be obliged to wait, or shy of troubling her. Depart, before the host has slid the bolt upon the door, to seek for the accomplished guest, her visitor, no more. Emily Dickinson. The Indian Uprising.
There's no copyright on titles, he said. It wouldn't be a good idea, probably, to call something Death of a Salesman, but you could do it.
I wanted to see the play, but it was sold out. Tickets were going for $1,500 at the end of the run. I did get to New York and go to the Met, though, and paid my $2 to get in.
$2 is nicer than $1, he said.
Ah, so you do care what people think.
Don't talk like you're using exclamation points, he said. It doesn't suit people who are intelligent. You've been fighting your intelligence for a long time, but exclaiming is the coward's way of undercutting yourself.
Cynicism's better.
I wonder why I've created so many adversaries, he said.
Then did a good Garth Brooks imitation.
I got friends in low places.
George Dickel interests you more than any person every time. We used to come see you, and we had a burning desire to talk to you, to pick your brain, find out what to read, make you smile. But by the end of every evening, it's clear who's your best friend.
But pity me.